I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Each week, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our Political Corner. Today, they discuss the Bush administration's response to Hurricane Katrina and the upcoming confirmation hearings for Chief Justice nominee John Roberts.
We're joined now by Robert Trainum, GOP political strategist, and Donna Brazile, campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 race for the presidency and a D.C. political consultant. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Juan.
Let's start out with Hurricane Katrina. We have a sense, as we continue to learn more day by day about the extent of the damage to the Gulf Coast. Let's come to Washington. What's been the political damage from this hurricane? President Bush has said the response from the federal government was unacceptable. The Times-Picayune has called for the resignation of everybody at the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Donna Brazile, you've had some personal involvement with this, so you have an insider's view. What is the political damage?
I think this is huge. This is massive at all levels. Starting, of course, with the local officials and bringing it all the way up to the top of the food chain. Look, Juan, they knew they had 24-hour notice that Katrina was on her way. And we have known for 40 years that Louisiana, especially that part of the country, could not take a blow of a Category 3 or higher. You know, we do a better job of getting people out after Mardi Gras than we did in getting people out after the storm. There was no communication system set up in place. We had no satellite phones. We had no bullhorns. We had no way to notify people in the lower Ninth Ward when that levee broke to get out. And my dad, who's a Korean veteran, 75 years of age, was in his house with 20 feet of water for 5 days. He was down to 4 slices of bread. And my daddy, he said for days he waved at helicopters, he waved at people, and no one came to get him. He said he served his country, but they failed him. And people are angry about it.
All right, so Robert, there is some political fallout, but a lot of people are asking exactly who is to blame. Now, some in the Bush administration are saying, wait a second, we'll take our share, but what about local officials? Mayor Ray Nagin in New Orleans, Governor Kathleen Blanco of Louisiana. They're saying that they didn't have any kind of response, they didn't have adequate preparation, and that they should share the blame. Do you agree?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Juan, because, first of all, the blame can easily go around to everyone. I think what we need to do is we need to form a circle and point the finger at everybody.
But who will pay the price?
Well, only time will tell, frankly. And the reason why only time will tell is because we're still trying to find rescuers out in Louisiana. We're still trying to find people that are still holed up in their homes.
Now, do you imagine that Michael Brown, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Administration, is going to be fired?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I do know that the president had a meeting with the bipartisan leadership here in the Congress, and Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, specifically said, Mr. President, you ought to fire the FEMA director, and the president looked her right dead in the eye and said, thank you very much for that suggestion. I'll take that under consideration. And I also know that the president had a meeting where he was briefed on Hurricane Katrina, and for whatever reason, the FEMA director was not there.
Now, one of the enduring images of this is the great number of black faces.
Sure.
And the question then becomes about the role of black leadership. Where were black leaders in terms of helping poor black people who were trapped in New Orleans, Donna?
Well, let me just say this. I think the response, once the world saw the crisis that was unfolding, everyone panicked and said, oh my God. And they started playing what I call the political game. And I'm like, don't play the political game. This is the bayou. And this is a very poor area. And the reason why you saw so many black faces is because my hometown is majority black. Now, there are a lot of poor whites that got stuck. They got stuck in Metairie. They got stuck in Gulfport. They got stuck in Plaquemine Parish. They got stuck in St. Bernard. But the media didn't go to those areas.
Robert Trainum, at the White House, you had black leaders. Why did the White House choose to have black leadership come in?
Well, I think the fact of the matter is that not only is this a legacy issue for the president, but this is a human issue for the president, where we literally need to go in there and make sure that no stone is left unturned and making sure that our fellow Americans are taken care of.
Well, do either of you think that the slow response, lack of response, is due to the fact that so many black people were impacted?
No. I know I'm going to get in trouble because many people look at this through the prism of race. This was incompetence.
One last topic before we go briefly. Chief Justice Rehnquist died. Almost immediately, President Bush has nominated John Roberts, who was already his nominee for a Supreme Court slot to replace Sandra Day O'Connor to be Chief Justice. Now the stakes seem to have been raised in this confirmation hearing. The hearings have been delayed for a week at least, possibly more. Robert Trainum, what are you hearing about the schedule and about the level of opposition to Judge Roberts?
Well, it looks like that the hearings probably will convene on Monday. It also looks like that, obviously, the ultra-ultra-uber left, as I call them, they will obviously ratchet it up a little bit. But they know that Judge Roberts will be confirmed. But they're going to put up a fight. There's no question about it. What I suspect is that Judge Roberts will be, you know, battered up and bruised a bit, but he will be confirmed as our Supreme Court justice come October 3rd.
What about racial issues? If there has been a spot that seems to be open to criticism, it's his position when he was working for President Reagan on extending the Voting Rights Act, his attitude towards affirmative action, his attitude towards abortion. So racial issues, feminist issues seem to be the Achilles heel for John Roberts.
Yes, this is where the intersection of race and politics come into play. And Judge Roberts will have to share with us his own thinking about race and why in the past he opposed policies and programs that would have expanded rights and freedom and given opportunity to all American citizens.
Donna Brazile is a political consultant, was the campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 race, and Robert Trainum. Robert Trainum is a GOP political consultant. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Juan.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.